Seattle City Light and other electric utilities let their line workers climb transmission towers without using safety harnesses. But the Obama administration is putting an end to the common practice of free climbing. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
For most jobs that involve climbing, federal law mandates harnesses or other safety equipment anytime employees are a few feet off the ground. But electrical line workers get to climb like daredevils. KUOW documented the common practice in our Danger at Work investigation in 2011. Crew Chief Marshall Jensen and I watched Seattle City Light line workers free climb high above the Seattle Ship Canal.
And how high up would you say they are right now?
Right now they're at about 180 feet. They climb up one leg of the tower on little bolts, step bolts they're called. Once they're up there, then they can belt off, but all the way up it's a free climb. So far no one's gotten hurt.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has announced wide-ranging new safety rules for electrical workers. Free climbing is out, at least by April of next year. For now, it's still a common practice. Seattle City Light and Portland-based Bonneville Power Administration still allow it. Puget Sound Energy says it has stopped the practice in the past year. Ryan Blood manages safety at Puget Sound Energy.
Nationwide, not necessarily with Puget Sound, there have been fatalities on a pretty much an annual basis where people fall, and if they had some sort of fall protection, they would have not fallen all the way to the ground.
About 70 line workers a year die on the job from various causes, including electrocution and falling. OSHA says if companies actually follow the new rules, it should save 20 lives a year. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.